Man, I'm glad to be here. I'm glad that we come to church today. I'm glad that we come to the house of God today. I'm glad that we heard some good singing. Touch my heart, touch my soul, touch my spirit. When Ryder was born, little bitty feller, he was born and we got him up in our arms and Kaylee said, "He is so precious." How precious. A couple months ago, we got looking at baby pictures and she said, "Daddy, he was so ugly." "Daddy, he was ugly when he was a baby, you know it." I said, "Well, but I remember when you said how precious. There was a time in your life he was precious." This morning I want to preach on that, just how precious Jesus is to me. How precious. Just how precious. You see, my kids ain't precious to you because they're not your kids. My kids are precious to me. My wife ain't precious to you because it ain't your wife. She's precious to me. And this morning, if Jesus is not your Savior, you can't say He's precious to you because you just don't know Him. Nothing against anything, you just don't know Him. You got to have a personal relationship to call somebody precious, to know how precious they are. If you have a copy of God's Word, I ask you to turn with me to 1 Peter chapter number 2 this morning. 1 Peter chapter number 2. And I want to take a few moments just to preach on He is precious. The Lord's precious this morning. He's precious. Peter, if you look in the book of Peter, Peter gets hung up on a word name called precious. And several times he uses that word precious in the King James Bible. He uses the word precious in 1 Peter. He uses the word precious in 2 Peter. And this morning I want to do my best to let you know that Jesus Christ is precious to me this morning. 1 Peter chapter number 2 and verse number 7. If you have a copy of God's Word, I would ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word. The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter number 2 and verse number 7, "Unto you therefore which believe, He is precious." Father, I love you, I praise you, I glorify you, I lift up no other name but the name of Jesus. Father God, we come in this morning to tell you that you are precious to us. Father God, you are above all. You're the King of kings and the Lord of lords. You are precious to us this morning, Father. Lord, we thank you for what you did on the cross of Calvary. We thank you that Jesus Christ, Your only begotten Son went and bled and died on an old rugged cross that we may have sin. Lord God, I thank you that I'm washed in the precious blood of Jesus Christ this morning. I thank you, Father, for that. I praise you for that. I ask you for the next few moments that you guard my throat and guard my thoughts. Lord, I pray this morning that you move on the one this morning that has forgot how precious you are. Lord, they've got out into the world. They're hung up with the cares of this world. And Lord, I pray for the next few moments that you just let me expound on how precious you are. Father, I love you, I praise you, I glorify you. I lift up no other name but the name of Jesus. Have your will and way in this service, and I promise you that we'll be careful to increase, that you increase and we decrease in the name of Jesus. And all of God's people said, amen. You may be seated this morning as we come into the text this morning. If you look with me first off in 1 Peter chapter number 1 in verse number 7, the Bible says, Peter uses the word precious. He said that your faith is more precious than of gold. If you look with me in verse number 19 of 1 Peter chapter number 1, he said, but with the precious blood. And then if you look with me on in chapter number 2 in verse number 4, he said, but chosen of God and precious. And in verse number 6, he said, but I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect and precious. But in verse number 7, he says, unto you therefore which believe, He is precious. Now, and I thought about this. Peter said that Jesus is precious. He is saying that Jesus is above all, most beautiful. Ain't nobody like Him. He is precious. But what would make a grown man use the word precious this morning? What would make a grown man like Peter here in 1 Peter chapter number 2 In verse number 7, what would make him want to say that the Lord Jesus Christ is precious to him? What would make him want to use a word like precious? And as I thought about that, I went back over the life of Peter and I went back over my life. Why would I say that the Lord Jesus, that He is precious this morning, that He is above everything in my life? Why would I say that He is precious this morning? If you'll look with me very quickly this morning to Matthew chapter number 4 and verse number 18 this morning, I want to take you on a journey why that Peter said that Jesus Christ was precious to him. Why would the Lord Jesus be precious to him? And this morning I want you to know when you leave this place that He can be precious to you as well. And first off, I see that He came to where Peter was. He came to me. He came to you. I was lost when He came to me. I wasn't saved when He came to me. I was lost when He came to me. And I want you to know, I didn't go looking for Jesus, but Jesus came looking for me. Not nobody in this room ever got up and thought, well, I'll just go be saved this morning. I'll just go to the house of God. Hey, God orchestrated that in your life. God didn't go to him, but He came to me. He was looking for me. And look with me, if you will, to Matthew chapter number 4 and verse number 18, how precious He is and how Peter knew that in his life. And Jesus walking by the Sea of Galilee, He saw two brethren, Simon called Peter and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And He said unto them, He just walked right by them and He said unto them, follow me. You said, preacher, what did He say? He said a word that is commanding on their life. He said, follow me and I will make you fishers of men. Friends, do you know when He seen old Peter out there, old Peter had been casting his net. I'm going to say that his life, it was stinking. Hey, he had been in the fish pool. He had been out there where the fish was, and his old life had done got to stinking. It done got to a place where not a lot was going on. Hey, but can I say to you, when Jesus showed up, our business picked up. Hey, old Peter heard the word of God and he followed Him. There may be somebody in here this morning and you say, how can He be precious to me? He'll be precious to you when He comes to you in your life when you're lost. He comes right there where you're at, and He used two words. He said, follow me. You said, preacher, what does Jesus want me to do this morning? He's wanting you to simply follow Him. He's wanting you to simply get on board and follow Him in your life. Oh, Peter said, to him who believeth. To who is that? To that individual that believes that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. The individual that believes that He died on an old rugged cross and on the third day was rose again. To them He is precious. Friends, I don't want you to ever get over that. The time that Jesus met you in your need, that He met you right where you was at. He met you when you was lost. He met you there. Friends, I want you to know this morning, He come a long ways to meet you where you're at. He left the glory to come to where you was at. He left the throne room of glory to come down here that we may have life and have it more abundantly. I thank God that when He died on the old rugged cross over 2,000 years ago, He died with me on His mind. He knew my name 2,000 years ago, and He knew there would be a day in August the 27th of 2007 that I would need to be born again, and He came to where I was at. Friends, I didn't go to Him, but He came to me. Can I get an amen? And I thank God this morning that He met me where I was this morning. Peter said that He is precious, that He came to me. He came to me when I was lost. He came to me in that position. He came to me right where I was at. He said, follow me and I will make you fishers of men. Can you imagine what old Peter told them boys there? He said, son, you should have heard him. You should have heard when he told me to follow him. Friends, I want you to know that night that I got saved, that night that I got born again, I want you to know, I don't know who all he was talking to, but I know he was talking to me. I know he was calling my name. He wasn't calling my number. Satan done had my number. Hey, but Jesus Christ was wanting to write my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. I'll never forget that night that He came to where I was at. Man, I was in a bad place. I was in a place of needing saving. I was in a place that I needed Him to come. I was lost and undone without Him. And friends, I want you to know, He reached down that night and saved my soul. You said, preacher, as things changed, I want you to know the blood of Jesus has showed up in my life just like it's showing up in my arm. I don't know where that blood's coming from. I don't know where it's running from, but I want you to know the blood of Jesus is just as visible there as it is in my life today. I don't question Him. I don't doubt Him. All I do is follow Him. He is the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by Jesus. Amen. Man, I'm telling you, I thank God that he came to me when I was lost. I thank God that he reached down and saved me when I was lost. Saved me from my sin. Saved me from my shortcomings. Saved me from my future in a devil's hell. Friends, I thank God for that. And that's why he's so precious to me. He's precious to me. Oh, Peter said, he said, he's precious to me because, number one, he came to me when I was lost. He came to me when I was undone. But can I say to you, not only he come to him when he was lost, but he came to Peter when he was lonely. He came to Peter when he was lonely. You said, preacher, what are you talking about? He came to him was lonely. Friends, I want you to know this. After you get born again, you can still be lonely. After you get washed in the blood of Jesus, you can still be lonely. You can be in a room this size and still feel like you're the only one in this room. Feel like you're the only one that needs a touch. Feel like you're the only one that needs God to show up. I want you to look with me here, if you will, to Mark chapter number 16 and verse number 7. I want to ask you, is he precious to you this morning? Man, is he precious to you? Man, I'm talking about precious to you. Mark chapter number 16 and verse number 17. Not only is he precious to me because he came to me when I was lost, but he is precious to me because he called for me when I was lonely. He came to me when I was lost, Brother Tony, and he saved my soul. But then he also called for me when I was lonely. You said, preacher, are you sure about that? I promise you this morning he'll call on you. Look what he says here in Mark chapter number 16 in verse number 7. Here's what he told him. He said, but go your way. This is after he has been raised from the dead. After he's done said, Eli, 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 Sabbatane, Lord, why hast thou forsaken me? He's done said that. He's done been put in the tomb. He's done been rose again. And here's what he told him. He said, here's what he said, but go your way. Tell his disciples and Peter that he goeth before you into Galilee. Did you catch it there? He said, go tell the disciples and make sure you tell Peter too. You said, why did he want you to tell Peter? Because Peter done got lonely. Peter done got to a place he was lonely. You say, preacher, are you sure about that? There was times in Peter's life that he denied Jesus Christ. He had denied Jesus, and Jesus knew that. He knew that he would in Mark chapter number 14 and verse number 72. He knew there'd be times that he would deny him, but he still loved him anyway. Friends, I want you to know this morning. He called for Peter when he was lonely in times that he denied him in Mark chapter number 14 and verse number 72. And the second time the cock crew, and Peter called to mind the word that Jesus said unto him, before the cock crow twice, thou shalt deny me thrice. And when he thought thereon, he wept. Hey, can I say to you, Peter was in a bad place there in his life. He had done denied Jesus Christ. Hey, can I say to you, he done doubted Jesus Christ after he done came to him when he was lost. Now Jesus is coming back when he's lonely. He's calling on his name when he's lonely. He said, hey, come unto me and I'll give you rest. Friends, I want you to know, glory to God, hallelujah. He's precious to me. Man, he called, glory to God. I can't get over what he's done in my life. I can be down in the ground in doom and gloom, and he can raise me back up. Can I get amen? I'm telling you right now on the authority of God's word, you can believe it or not, get up and walk out, do whatever you want to do. I come in this morning with a thorn in my eye. Not in my side, but in my eye. I went to the doctor last night. I went over there. They put deadening medicine in there, and they dug in there and got that thorn out. They thought, I woke up this morning, it was hurting like you ain't never seen. I got into that prayer room. You ain't got to believe me. I don't care. I'm telling you what God done. I went in that prayer room with a bunch of men that's willing to show up a little early, and we got in there and I told them, I got something in my eye. Friends, I want you to know they didn't run a finger in there. Hey, but they went to the finger that would help. Can I get an amen? Hey, went to God Almighty. Man, I couldn't even keep my eye open. That thing was swollen up, pus running out, and all of a sudden God reached up in that room, Brother Brad, and he took it out. Can I get an amen? That's why he's precious to me. Oh, glory to God, hallelujah. You said, preacher, you kidding me? Man, I promise you. You can ask my wife. She's dug in that eye ever since I got back from the doctor. I said, it's still in there. It's right there. I can feel it. I said, it's right there. I can feel it. Right now, I don't feel nothing. Man, come on, y'all. Come on. Man, I'm talking, is he precious to you? You crazy, preacher. I am crazy for Jesus. Ain't nothing prayer can't do. I sat in Sunday school. I couldn't even look at Chris Rawls while he was teaching. If I look up, that thing would just kill me. I couldn't even raise my eye up, down, around, nowhere. I just sat there. I told brother a while ago. He said, why'd that thorn get in your eye, preacher? Because I got in an argument with my wife Friday night. My old stubborn, stinking way. I wanted it my way. And I said, I ain't going to say I'm sorry. I'm not going to say I'm sorry. She'll need me before I need her. Now, how many am I talking to now? The Lord will need me before I need Him. Oh, He'll never need you before you need Him. You'll always need Him before He needs you. Listen to me. He's the God of glory. He's not wringing His hands. He's not worried about nothing in heaven right now. Everything's fine in my Father's house. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. That's why He's so precious to me. Everything's fine in His house. Man, I got down there and pilling around there and got running a little skill saw. Blowed that dust in my eyes. I said, Lord. And the first thing he said, yeah, you ain't going to tell her you're sorry now. Man of God, man of faith, man of the cloth. You going to keep on your way? Man, about 1 o'clock, I was sweating that thing off. I said, I'm not going to apologize. I'm not going to say I'm sorry. I'm not going to do it. And all of a sudden, my pencil needed sharpening. I pulled out a knife that she bought me. And I read on it, Numbers 11:1, don't complain. The knife she bought me. He said, go on, man of God. Go on, man of faith. Keep having it your way. You cut your finger off next. Y'all think I'm crazy. I closed that blade. I dialed her up. I said, what you doing? She said, still ain't apologized. I said, what you doing? She said, I'm at the grocery store. I said, when you get done, what about coming down here? I need to talk to you. Why? Because somebody so precious in my life was leading me that way. Somebody so precious in my life won't let me do it my way, but He guides me in His way. Even though I doubt Him sometimes, oh, Peter had done doubted Him. He done denied Him. He denied Him there and said, you're going to deny me. He done doubted Him on the water. He said, can I come to you? He bid him to come. He said, come on, come this way. You can come to where I'm at. But the Bible says when he got out on Mark chapter number 14, when he got out there, Matthew 14, when he got out on the water, it became boisterous. The wind got real big. And you know what he did? He took his eyes off the Lord and started looking at the storm that was in his life. And you know, it wasn't long. He started sinking. And you know what he had to do? He had to call on the Lord. He said, Lord, save me. That's the only thing he said. That's all you got to do today is say, Lord, save me. You say you got to know everything. You ain't got to know everything. You ain't got to be Charles Spurgeon. You ain't got to be none of that. You ain't got to be Billy Graham. All you got to know is you're sinking and you need God to save you. God save me. God save me. And He's so precious, He'll reach down and save you right where you're at. I see not only did he doubt Him. Not only, man, listen to me. Not only did he doubt Him. I'm talking about doubt what he could do on the water. But he sure did disappoint him. But he loved him anyway. That's why Peter said he's so precious to me. I ask you this morning, is Jesus precious to you? Man, he gets all over me. He gets all over me. I was sitting at the table one morning this week. Kaylee got up and I was studying this lesson. And she got up and she come in there. I was squalling. I was having to come apart sitting there at that table. She said, Daddy, you okay? Baby, I'm wonderful. You sure don't look like it. I said, oh, he's so precious. Oh, he's been so good. He is stuck closer than a friend. He's stuck closer than a brother. He's been there every time I need him. And not one time has he ever let me down. Peter said, oh, he's so precious. Why is he so precious, preacher? Number one, he's precious because he came to me when I was lost. Number two, he's so precious because he calls on me when I'm lonely. He says, don't only get the disciples, go get Peter, that one that denied me, messed up, go get him. Can I say to you, mess up people draw Jesus in. He loves mess ups. You don't believe me? If this room would be empty, slap empty, if mess ups wasn't allowed. Not now one of you nor your preacher could be in this room if mess ups wasn't allowed. We'd have to hit the door running. But he loves people that mess up. He loves people that know that they need a precious Savior. Let me give you the last thing. Peter said, I'm telling you what, he's so precious to me because he changed me literally. He changed me literally. Folks, listen to me this morning. I can't explain to you how precious he is to me. He did not for one time change what I was doing when I got saved. He changed me. He didn't change what I was doing. I'm telling you, that day in that altar, he changed me. That night, he changed me literally. Peter said he's so precious because he saved him when he was lost. Peter said he's so precious. I'm talking about precious. Because he called on him when he was lonely. And Peter said, boys, I'm telling y'all what, he changed me literally. He said, preacher, you think he changed old Peter? Is that why Peter's writing the book of Peter now? You betcha. Because there's a change in his life. Acts chapter number 4. Turn with me there. Acts chapter number 4, there's been a change. I would ask anybody this morning if there's been a change in your life. Have you ever had something that was so precious that it didn't become precious to you no more? It got old, outdated, no good, no value no more. And what you wanted so precious, and you, man, I'm talking about you babied it. You babied it to death. And then something happened to it. And it's no longer precious to you. The value is no longer there. Jesus is not that way, Brother Garrett. He's the anchor that holds. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Why did Peter, a grown man, say he's precious? Because he had done something in his life. Acts chapter number 4 and verse number 8. Let me show you this, what he done. He's so precious. Acts chapter number 4 and verse number 8. Let me tell you what the Bible says. Acts 4 and 8. The Bible says, I'm just blown away this morning. My eye ain't hurting right now. I know it wasn't in your eye, but when it's in, you know what I'm talking about? I asked the brother, I said, hey, man, you help me with my eye? He said, man, I got a tube before my own eye. I can't help you with a splinter in yours. He recognizes his need and his problem. But I'm blown away. Sister Megan, I come to you a while ago, and you seen my eye. First thing you asked me, I stand up here, and you said, what's wrong with your eye? You didn't know what had happened, but you knew something was wrong with my eye. You could see it. It was proof. And the only thing I've done different since I talked to you is walked in the prayer room and come back out. Now, half of y'all don't believe a word I'm saying. And the other half needs to get a hold of it. Well, that's how precious he is to me. 6 months ago today, I had open heart surgery, Brother Charles. He's precious. I'm afraid our church is losing how precious he is. You sitting there and me, we've lost how precious. You've lost how precious he is. You worried more about your family and what your family than you are your Heavenly Father. Worried more about our reputation than our Heavenly Father. He's precious. I want to show you this. Then Peter, I'm talking about the same Peter said he's precious. Then Peter filled with the Holy Ghost. Why is he precious, preacher? Because he filled him up. Why is he precious, preacher? Because he filled him up. Then Peter filled. I'm going to take off my shoes, place I'm standing as holy ground. Spirit's moving in this place this morning. Then Peter filled. Boy, there's a lot, man, I'm telling you, you can get empty in a hurry. Then Peter filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man, by what means he is made whole, be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, hello, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which has become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Peter denied him standing by the little damsel warming by the fire. Said, you're one of his followers. I can hear it in your voice. You're a Galilean. You're a Galilean. He said, oh no, I don't know him. Yes, I know him. I seen you in Union Chapel. I seen you go through the baptismal waters. I seen you. You're a Christian. Oh, I don't know him. What made Peter change his mind, Brother Austin? He'd been filled. He realized how precious Jesus was. He saved him and then he called him and didn't leave him lonely. And then he said, he changed me literally. He's done a work in my life. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, thank God I'm unlearned and ignorant. Thank God. Thank God I'm not no scholar, but I know where the Holy Ghost is. He lives inside. Somebody get a hold of this morning. Please, let him be precious to you. You can study your way right out of the Bible. Don't do that. Just get in love with it. It's a love letter written to you. Whoo, glory. They were unlearned and ignorant men. They marveled and took knowledge of them that they had been with who? They had just been with Jesus. And beholding the man which was healed standing with them, they could say nothing against it. Peter said, he's precious to me because he's forgave me. Peter said, he's precious to me because he's filled me up. And Peter said, he's precious to me because he fired me up. He didn't leave me where he found me, boys. He didn't leave me where he found me. Acts chapter number 4 and verse number 31, the Bible says, and Peter being amongst of these old boys here, listen to what he said. Right in amongst of them, you don't know why he's precious to him. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake of the word of God with all boldness. I know we're a little after 12 right now, but I'm going to share something with you before we go to the house. Said there was this young man wanting to know just how precious Jesus is. And he asked the old preacher, he said, man, you sure do act like he's precious to you. He said, how do I get that? How do I get him being that precious to me? How can I get some of that? How can I get that? How precious he is? How do I get that? He said, come on. Come on with me. So took him down to an old pond down there. I said, come on with me. Took him down to an old pond. They waded out in the water. And they got waded out in that water, the old preacher and that man did. And the preacher stopped where the water's about that deep, and he put that young man on out where it's about that deep. He said, you want God to be precious to you? You want God to be precious to you? You want God to move on you? Young man said, I want whatever it takes. Said, old preacher grabbed him by the shoulders and pushed him down in the water for about 15 seconds. Said, he let him up. Said, that young man come up. He said, what do you want? He said, I want God to be precious to me. Brother O.J. said, he grabbed him by the shoulders again, kept him down about 30 seconds. Said, he come up, and the young man said, he said, what do you want? Old preacher said, what do you want now? He said, I want God to be precious to me. Said, he grabbed that young man by the shoulders and held him down for about 45 seconds. Said that young man come up. When he finally come up, he said, what do you want now? He said, air, air. He said, when you want Jesus the way you want air, he'll be precious in your life. When you want him like you want air, he'll be precious in your life. When you want what air, when you want Jesus just like you want that air, he'll become precious in your life. See, the problem we got is we don't need him like we once did. We got our nice buildings. We got our stained glass. We don't need him like we once did. We don't need him like we once did. Can I say your family, you still got families lost? You still need him. Can I say you still got air pumping through your lungs? You still need him. The only difference in us and the lost world is we're just a mess up that's found the master. Jesus, this morning I want to ask you, how precious is he to you? Daddies, your kids know how precious he is to you. You can say he's precious all you want, but how you hug up to him and love on him lets you know how precious he is to you. To those who believe, he is precious. I leave you with a question this morning. How precious is Jesus to you? Is he everything? How precious is Jesus to you? How precious is Jesus to you? If he's not the most precious thing in your life, I get to this old-timey altar. You can be saved and him not be the most precious thing. Trust me. But when you leave this place today, you don't have no reason to say, preacher, he's not precious. You got every reason to say he's precious, precious, precious. Father, I love you. I praise you. I glorify you. Father, right now I'm asking you to touch Who needs to be touched? I'm asking you to touch that one that's lost that preciousness of the Holy Spirit in their life, has lost that joy, that peace. Lord, there's so many things we consider as precious in this life. But Peter didn't say because he was an apostle, he was precious. Peter just said because he is who he is, he's precious. Father, we love you because you first loved us, what the Bible says. And Lord, whoever's lost that precious, how precious you are this morning, please let us get back to that place as a church that we hold you above everything and everybody. Lord, that you be so precious in this place that we have our eyes focused on you and nothing else. Lord, you blowed my mind this morning what you did with my eye in that prayer room. But I truly believe we've not seen nothing yet. You're still in the healing business. Proven fact this morning. You're still in the saving business. Lord, you can save whoever needs to be saved. You can heal whoever needs to be healed. And Father, you can restore that one that's broken right now. Because you're so precious. There's nobody like you. Father, I love you and I praise you. I pray you come real to somebody this morning. In the holy, precious name of Jesus, and all of God's people said,